Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So remember all of those illegal immigrants that Joe Biden is illegally flying into the country?
Oh, yeah.
Including from places like Iran and Yemen. Very, very few of those, but some of those. And we've been following this story for a very long time. At first, they lied. They sent the media fact checkers out, said, no, we're not. Flying illegals into the country? From other countries, you mean, so they don't even have to cross the border? No, we wouldn't do that. And so all the American fact checkers came out and they lied for Joe, as they always do. The UK Daily Mail doubled down and said, nope, you're doing it. No, you're doing it. They are. They were eventually forced to admit they are. The only reason we know, Lee, is because a group called Center for Immigration Studies heard from Congress that Joe Biden was stonewalling Congress on this. They sued. Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Took them over a year to find out that, incredibly, it was true. Joe Biden's administration was partnering with illegals to break the law. And the way they would do it to make it look nice and official, they have this QR code that you get this app, you download it, you apply, hi, I'm an illegal, like to come here, I claim my name is this, but we don't really check it. And Joe Biden gives you a nice little QR code. And then you can go right through the airport. You are still illegal. That QR code does nothing. I mean, it's just, you know, might as well wave a wand over their head. They're not legally here, okay? So this is Joe Biden breaking the law. Then we find out that over 14 months, Joe Biden has brought in 300,000 of them. That we've been able to document so far. I suspect the number's higher. These are the ones just flown in, okay? On a program he calls parole. So now they're admitting it's real. Guess what we just found out?
Oh,
this
boy.
Is a news story from the Daily Signals, broken this with the help of the Heritage Foundation. Guess what they get when they get here?
I can't imagine.
Oh, we knew this was coming. Social Security numbers.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, what can you do with a Social Security number?
Oh, what can't you do?
Vote.
Exactly.
You can vote.
Uh-huh.
So it turns out what they've discovered is Joe Biden flew 300,000 illegals into the country, lied about it, but flew them in. Now they're admitting they did it because they got no other choice. But another 700,000 at the border has been applying to be let in with the QR code. The purpose of the QR code is there were too many bodies stacking up at the border, too many people standing there, you know, shoving people, knocking down fences, assaulting agents, shooting them. We just had a shooting, by the way, of a border agent.
Great video for Bill Malusian and his drone, too.
Yeah, so that's a problem. So they give them a little QR code, and they sneak them right through the port of entry, either flying in 300,000 or the other 700 have just come in through the port of entry. You never saw them at the border. They're just as illegal. So this is Joe, federal government, partnering with the illegals to break the law. Okay, well, Joe Biden doctored an existing parole program to say, hey, if you have the QR code, guess what? You get papers. You can work. They hooked it up to this other program so that it's like you're legally here with a visa, but you're not. And guess what you get? A social security number, just like an American. We are watching an attack on American citizenship. Mm-hmm. We are going to get to a point very quickly if Joe Biden and Democrats win this election again, where there's not going to be any difference between you and me, whose families have been here for generations, who are Americans, and some guy who just got a QR code yesterday because he wants to come here.
Citizenship no longer exists in this country. We're all merely residents.
Well, it gets, yes, that's where we're newcomers. They're newcomers, no different from the residents. Okay, it gets worse than this, according to Daily Signal, because once you have a Social Security number, there's something called the Help America Vote Act. That was passed in 2002. And it said, look, if you got a Social Security number, you must be American. So you have a right to register to vote.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Register to vote. The citizen, so here's, this is the Heritage Foundation. The citizenship status of those providing the Social Security numbers won't be known to local voter registrars. There is no way to know. Why? Well, there's a handy database they could easily use, but the Biden administration won't let them access it. How convenient. Mm-hmm. What they need to do is bulk run the rolls through to catch these million voters. And keep in mind, Lee, the swing states were won, allegedly, mm-hmm. by Joe Biden by only 43,000 votes. Right. Yeah. You bring in these illegals, mm-hmm. a million of them, that could be the election. Here's Mitchell from the Conservative Partnership Institute telling the Daily Signal, the Social Security Administration should know if they are parolees, in other words, illegal immigrants, or if they're Americans and they can vote. In fact, they do know, but they are making it extremely difficult for these voter registrar states to access the database, and they won't let them bulk search it. They're charging them all kinds of money. They have to go through a very long process to even get access, and then you can only search one by one by one by one. You can't, bulk run, you can't download the whole thing. So this is Democrats playing games to get these illegals on the rolls. Worse yet, there's multiple states where all you need is the last four digits of your social to guess what? Mail-in ballot vote mm-hmm. and absentee ballot vote, including, this is one of those states you can register with the last four of the social. So the problem here, they're saying, look, these illegal immigrants are going to go, they're going to get ID, they're going to be automatically voter registered. There is no way right now for states to figure out if they can legally vote. And there's a million of them. Now you're thinking, well, they probably won't vote though. Well, remember the 2014 study from the professors at Old Dominion University and George Mason University? They estimated that about 6.4% of non-citizens voted in the 2008 presidential election, and 2.2% voted in the 2010 midterm elections. You just added a million new potential voters. It is still illegal for them to vote. That's what Democrats would say. Well, they can't vote. That's illegal. But there's no way for the boards of elections to stop them. And they're saying it's going to be very hard, even if somebody wanted to prosecute this, for them to figure out who is legally able to vote. And who has a bogus Social Security number? They shouldn't even be here, Lee. He brought them in illegally. Yeah. Now, you would think, why don't the Republicans sue? It turns out they did. 21 states, led by Texas. In March, a federal judge dismissed the lawsuit, saying they didn't have standing.
Well, of course.
But this was Judge Drew B. Tipton in the Southern District of Texas, who's a Democrat appointee. But he says In reaching this conclusion, the court does not address the lawfulness of the program. In other words, he's saying, yeah, this program is probably illegal. You just don't have standing to sue.
Yeah.
So this is how, you're watching it right now, this is how American citizenship dies. It has no meaning. And this is how illegal immigrants get the vote. The Democrats tie it up in so much legal tape and confusion, you could never hope to get to the bottom of who is really able to vote and who is not. And so voila, got a social security number, you are voting. This is the way it's gonna go.
Yeah, and I always hate hearing that thing about standing. And who else has more standing than the states when you have people that are being brought into this country? Who is responsible? The states. The states have them on their Medicaid rolls. The states have to deal with them from an education and law enforcement situation. The states have to deal with them on infrastructure and everything else. States have to deal with it on medical, procedures and insurance and all this. There is no other entity that has more at stake than the states. So how can they not, have standing before the court on something like this? That's just a ridiculous ruling.
Two words, Democrat judge.
Well, of course, and that's it.
And if you just dismiss the case outright for standing, then you don't have to hear it on the
right,
merits
exactly.
Or admit the program illegal.
Nor does anybody get to testify on it, nor does anybody get to share any information or make accusations or get any media attention. You just kick it out. Move along. Nothing to see
here. Yeah, this is going to be years of litigation as Joe brings in million after million after million. This is why they were hiding these illegals, never mind that it might not look good in an election year that you are flying them in so they don't have to cross the border and they're still illegal. This is why they're hiding this, because you get to this right here. This is the Daily Signal article. I'm holding it up on Rumble. How Biden's parolees of migrants could prompt illegal voter registration. And if you want to read it, it's on my Twitter feed today. But again, we're giving them social security numbers. We're doing it illegally. And the states don't have access by and large to check their rolls. This would assume the states would want to check their rolls because right now all they're doing is following the Voter Act, it's called HAVA, Help America Vote Act. They're in compliance with it. As long as you have a valid social security number, they are not required to check if you're a citizen. Ka-ching. They got them in there, man. Legal's going to vote. They're going to vote. At that point, at some point, Lee, we're going to all have to just stop paying taxes. Our government is conducting a war on us. And I don't know why we're paying. I mean, every day there's a new way that the Biden administration is hurting Americans deliberately with our own money.
Well, if they get the digital currency going, Tara, we won't have to pay the taxes. It'll just be withdrawn. So
that's true. Well, at least the illegals will have to pay. They'll be citizens like us. So citizenship in America is going to be very cheap. It's going to be very meaningless. You get a QR code, you apply online. There's no real background check. And you're a citizen. Welcome to America. And you can't legally vote. I want to emphasize that. I'm not saying they can legally vote, but I'm just saying there's really no way to stop them.
No.
And again, this would make it very, very hard for an industrious state prosecutor who wants to go after this to even figure out who illegally voted. And that is the point. By the way, Heritage Foundation points out Joe Biden could use one of these executive orders he likes to use to do everything else like a dictator. He could fix this by noon today. He could open up the database for mass search by boards of election, and they could then go in and see who's an illegal immigrant and who's not. But, of course, he's not going to do that. So, and wow, folks, what a news day. I don't even know how I could cram it all in. This is incredible, everything going on. Stick around.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.